worship of substitutes and images. The next points to be considered are the worship of pratikas, or of things more or less satisfactory as substitutes for God, and the worship of pratimas or images. What is the worship of God through a pratika? It is abrahmani brahma drishtya anusandhanam, joining the mind with devotion to that which is not Brahman, taking it to be Brahman, says Bhagavan Ramanuja. Worship the mind as Brahman, this is internal, and the akasha as Brahman, this is with regard to the devas, says Shankara. The mind is an internal pratika, the akasha is an external one, and both have to be worshipped as substitutes of God. He continues, similarly, the sun is Brahman, this is the command. He who worships name as Brahman. In all such passages, the doubt arises as to the worship of pratikas. The word pratika means going towards, and worshipping a pratika is worshipping something as a substitute which is in some one or more respects like Brahman, more and more, but is not Brahman. Along the pratikas mentioned in the Shrutis, there are various others to be found in the Puranas and the Tantras. In this kind of pratika worship may be included all the various forms of Pitri worship and Deva worship. Now, worshipping Ishvara and Him alone is Bhakti. The worship of anything else, Deva or Pitru or any other being, cannot be Bhakti. The various kinds of worship of the various devatas are all to be included in ritualistic karma, which gives to the worshipper only a particular result in the form of some celestial enjoyment, but can neither give rise to bhakti nor lead to mukti. One thing, therefore, has to be carefully borne in mind. If, as it may happen in some cases, the highly philosophic ideal, the Supreme Brahman, is dragged down by pratika worship to the level of pratika, and the pratika itself is taken to be the Atman of the worshipper or his antaryami, the worshipper gets entirely misled, as no pratika can really be the Atman of the worshipper. But where Brahman himself is the object of worship, and the pratika stands only as a substitute or a suggestion thereof, that is to say, where through the pratika the omnipresent Brahman is worshipped, the pratika itself being idealized into the cause of all Brahman, the worship is positively beneficial. Nay, it is absolutely necessary for all mankind, until they have all got beyond the primary or preparatory state of the mind in regard to worship. When, therefore, any gods or other beings are worshipped in and for themselves, such worship is only a ritualistic karma, and as a vidya, it gives us only the fruit belonging to that particular vidya. But when the devas or any other beings are looked upon as Brahman and worshipped, the result obtained is the same as by the worshipping of Ishvara. This explains how, in many cases, both in the Shrutis and Smritis, a god or a sage or some other extraordinary being is taken up and lifted, as it were, out of his own nature and idealized into Brahman, and is then worshipped. Says the Advaitin, is not everything Brahman when the name and the form have been removed from it? Is not he, the Lord, the innermost self of everyone? Says the Vishishta Advaitin. Phalam aditya upasanu brahmaiva dasyati sarva adhyakshatvat. The fruition of even the worship of adityas, etc., Brahman himself bestows, because he is the ruler of all. Says Shankara in his Brahma Sutra Bhashya, idrisham chatra brahma upasyatvam yataha pratikeshu tadrishti adhyaropanam pratimadishu iva vishnuvadinam. He Here, in this way, does Brahman become the object of worship, because he, as Brahman, is superimposed on the pratikas, just as Vishnu, etc., are superimposed upon images, etc. The same ideas apply to the worship of the pratimas as to that of the pratikas. That is to say, if the image is for a god or a saint, the worship is not the result of bhakti and does not lead to liberation. But if it stands for the one god, the worship thereof will bring both bhakti and mukti. Of the principal religions of the world, we see Vedantism, Buddhism and certain forms of Christianity freely using images. Only two religions, Mohammedanism and Protestantism, refuse such help. Yet, the Mohammedans use the grave of their saints and mattress almost in the place of images. And the Protestants, in rejecting all concrete helps to religion, are drifting away every year farther and farther from spirituality. Till at present, there is scarcely any difference between the advanced Protestants and the followers of Auguste Comte or agnostics who preach ethics alone. Again, in Christianity and Mohammedanism, whatever exists of image worship is made to fall under that category in which the pratika or the pratima is worshipped in itself, but not as a help to the vision of God. Therefore, it is at best only of the nature of ritualistic karmas and cannot produce either bhakti or mukti. In this form of image worship, the allegiance of the soul is given to other things than Ishvara, and therefore such use of images or graves or temples or tombs is really idolatry. It is in itself neither sinful nor wicked. It is a rite, a karma, and worshippers must and will get the fruit thereof.